Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Well, what I really want to do is to sit down with everyone who might hear this message or watch this message and have a cup of coffee with you and talk about what's going on in our lives right now, because right now we are going through some incredibly complex times. And I realize that sometimes a sermon can be helpful, but sometimes a conversation can be better. So what I really want to invite you to do is to consider whether that you can take this invitation or not, that we would be sitting down to have a conversation about what's been going on and try to figure out together what's going forward. So if you could come with me to that moment, that'd be great. I mean, just imagine for a minute that we're getting together for coffee or tea or water or maybe even something stronger depending on the time of day. And I can tell that when we got together, you'd be looking at me with a lot of anticipation in your eyes. I mean, let's pretend here for a minute that you asked to get together with me. And we said, of course, we'd do that. And so I can tell you have a lot to unload, and I know you have a lot to unload because of everything we've been going through lately. I mean, collectively, we've been going through a lot. It's undeniable that we've been facing new challenges. And then there's what you've been going through. I don't know exactly what everybody's been going through, but we've been going through individual challenges. They keep happening, even though we don't want them to in the midst of so much going on. But once we sit down, we'd be having a chance to get together and talk further. And I get to know that you're just about to unload because you've had stuff going on and we've all had stuff going on. And it really, I know, has become too much. And as we kind of talk more about it, you unload and you unload more and more. And that's okay because that's what I'm here for. But the reality is you finally get to part of what's going on, which is you just can't reconcile the fact that there are now 7 people who are dead because of another mass shooting, that there are dozens more who are injured and facing these challenges to recover. And of course, now it's all happening in a place that is near and dear to many of us, a place in Highland Park that people have gone to and gone to have dinner and gone to concerts nearby and the Botanic Gardens. And you realize that what felt abstract now feels really, really real. And you're like, what do we do with all this? And you wonder and ask out loud, and I think we're all asking this, right? That is this how it's gonna be? Is it ever gonna be different again? Is this the new normal that we have to live with? And I gotta tell you, as we'd be getting coffee together and sipping whatever we're drinking, to say, I've got some of the same questions. I've got some of the same worries. But I also would be able to tell you that I have hope. That I have hope that things will get better. And I have hope that we can go forward. And you'd be wondering, well, how in the world can you have hope in circumstances like this? And now remember, because you asked to get together with me, you might be interested in what I have to say. And I would tell you, well, I don't know if things are gonna get better, but I know that things don't always stay the same. And I also know that we have a great reason to have hope, which is because God is with us all the time. And God has not abandoned us despite what is going on. This is that pastoral moment that I hope we could have together over a cup of coffee. And you would ask me to explain a little further. And I said, well, I realize that when we go through situations like this, where we're facing the challenges of our day, when we feel like there's unchecked principalities and unchecked power that are ruining our lives, we kind of have a sense that because things are going poorly, we think God is no longer with us. Or because we're facing challenges ourselves, we think that God is no longer with us. To quote that famous poem that is Psalm 23, that when we go through the valley of the shadow of death or we go through the darkest places of our lives, the assumption we have is that we're doing that because God is no longer with us. But what we have to remember is that God is with us no matter what. And that's what gives us hope. That's what gives us hope that when we go through the valley, we're not going alone. That God, who is the good shepherd in our lives, is with us in these circumstances. And actually, that God is with us perhaps all the more when we're facing rough challenges in life. as we think about what that psalm says to us, it doesn't say that the rough valleys or the low points or the darkest valleys aren't going to happen. What it promises is that God is with us no matter what, that God goes with us through the valleys, and that we're not going to stay in the valley either, because no one stays in the valley forever in some way or another. Now, I hope as I would have gone through that little bit of advice or tidbit of knowledge, whatever you might want to consider it, that that would have been one glimmer of hope that you could then cling on to as well, because we all need more hope in our lives. And then hopefully I'd circle back to the other thing what you were asking about is, do I think that this is the way that things are going to be, that this is the new normal and that we just have to simply accept it for what it is? To which I would respond hopefully with something helpful as well. And in particular, I think I would tell you, no, I don't think this is how it's always going to be. In particular, because this isn't how history writes itself. We don't always stay in the darkest valleys. We don't always stay in the rough moments, and we go through ups and downs in life. Now, this is something that I think we could agree that we all kind of know to be true, but specifically, we need to be reminded of it when we are in the darkest valleys. And then I would read to that classic piece of scripture from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, which says that there's a time for everything and a season for everything under the sun. Now, you might have just recognized that I brought into our conversation yet another piece of ancient wisdom that helps us see a little more clearly about how history unfolds, and that's the exact point about what that text is trying to help us understand. Because as it goes through the different parallels of life, it helps us see that things are happen not in symmetry, always one-to-one or one to follow the other, but that history, that life, is made up of all these different kinds of things. And for every one type of experience, there is another. And we don't stay there forever. It's also true that when we're confronted with this, it gives us a sense that we do move forward. Now, we can't predict what comes next, but we do move forward. And remember, we don't move forward alone, that we move forward together, together with our community and together with God. Now, I don't know how long this conversation would actually take us to have because, you know, when you're getting coffee with someone, it's not like a linear conversation where you just cover all the things at once. But I think perhaps at the end of our time together, we would have covered these things and probably some more things that hopefully would have helped you and me get a better sense of how to move forward at a time like this. Because what we have to do for each other is help each other move forward. We have to remind each other of what we know to be true in these times of confusion, these times of grief, and these times of complexity. No matter what you think about what's going on, we know that this is a complex time. We know that there are people who are grieving, and we know there are people that don't believe that these things should be happening. And we come together around these things to go forward together. Now, when we have these common conversations over a cup of coffee, I think it helps us get a better sense of what it means for us to move forward. It gives us a better sense of what we need to be reminded of because we forget for ourselves. We forget what is true. We forget what is helpful. And what we need to be reminded of is that God is with us, even in the darkest valleys, and that any one moment of life isn't the one that defines our lives as well. And we can move forward into the next one, just like God wants us to. Now, I will say also, as we wrap up this time that we have together, that I have very carefully today selected Psalm 23 and Ecclesiastes 3 as the passages that I wanted to lift up for us. I wanted to lift these up for two reasons in particular. One is that I believe these are consummate and so helpful for us in times where we don't know what's going on. It really helps us in times of grief to go back to these timeless truths that help us see that life is bigger than us and that God is bigger than life. It also helps us to have a reminder of from the ancient days of what is still true for us today. Because so often we get wrapped up in what's so true about today that we forget what is true about all days. Or we think that what happens today is just simply precedent and that's what's going to happen forever. Well, going back to the Psalms and the poetry of Ecclesiastes and all of the wisdom of Scripture can be really important in times of grief. The other reason that I wanted to lift up Psalm 23 and Ecclesiastes 3 is that they do come from the Old Testament, and they come from the Hebrew Scriptures. And I think in a moment like this, we want to recognize what is true, that God loves us all. And what's also true is that we follow up that this time in the shootings of Highland Park is that Highland Park is a very diverse community and a very diverse community of faith. There are people of all walks of life and faith in Highland Park, but it is a community that has many people of the Jewish faith. And so I wanted to lift up the common ground that we share with our brothers and sisters of the Hebrew faith, of the Jewish faith, and also the common ground that we share with the brothers and sisters of the Muslim faith. We understand that this common ground we have is so important for us to celebrate and lift up. And what is so true about what we hear in Psalms and what we hear in the poetry of the Old Testament is that there's a promise for all of us. There's a promise for all of us, no matter what we believe about God, that God believes in us. And because God believes in us, God is with us no matter what. God is with us as we go forward. And that is what gives us hope. Gives us hope in the midst of tragedy. Gives us hope in the midst of confusion. And gives us hope in the midst of complexity. So I pray for all of us that we can be reminded that God is with us when we walk through the darkest valleys of life. And that God is going to carry us forward to a new day. Because a new day is always coming, and that's what we need to be reminded of.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.